Sorry, you said every day I'm shuffling?
Yes. Every day I'm shuffling. I hear that on my little radio.
Is it actually a song or you're making it up?
No, no, it's a song. It's like number one on the whatever the charts are. Every day I'm shuffling.
Well, no. I guess what you're doing is shuffling, but it's a pretty darn fast shuffle. I'm actually running to keep up. Yeah. Sir, it's about 2 o'clock in the morning, or maybe, no, 1:30, something like that.
Yeah.
And there's a whole lot of folks all over the city, and maybe in the country have gone to bed, but you're out here, I'm a shuffling. Are they missing something?
Am I missing something?
No, are they missing something? Being out here with...
Well, I don't know. I mean, not everyone's a runner, but certainly night running's one of my favorite things, definitely.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, it's really peaceful.
Yeah,
and
it's very
the traffic,
silent.
There's hardly, well, it's not too much along the Grand Central here.
No.
But what is it that's particularly great about being out here right now?
Oh, I mean, actually, there's not many people out on the course, but the people that are here, I mean, like William Sitchell, he's probably one of the best ultra runners in the world, and when he passes by, which he passes me by very often, it's so incredible. Like, just, it's just, I can't describe that he's...
Well, he could pass you by in the daytime. Yeah. What's the difference about happening here at night?
Oh, I don't know. I guess just that you're on your own and with your own thoughts. But then you'll hear this little shuffle behind you. And, yeah, it's just... I mean, we don't have to talk. Not many of the runners are talking, you know, but we're just sharing a nice experience.
Well... It really is so different than being here in the daytime, and the whole park, everything is like completely different. And if it is going to be a peaceful time, this is it right now for the next 3 or 4 hours, probably.
Yeah. I intend to take a little break. Yeah.
Now we've got. We're heading into the end of 4 days of the, starting tomorrow, there's 2 days left.
Yeah.
Is there something different you're going to do for that last little chunk of time, or?
Oh, well, I guess I still had that goal of 700 in mind, and, you know, I'm really pushing to my limit to get the daily mileage. I have to say, I don't think there's much more in me, but, you know, we'll just see what happens, and often you have to let go of expectations and all the mental stuff as well, and just actually try and enjoy just the fact that we're runners and we're out here, you know, and it's a privilege. But if you get too caught up in the goal, sometimes you just lose some of the joy, so it's a fine balance, I guess.
Well, some people would say that if you let go, you let go of... even the motivation to do anything at all.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is there's a point you have to let go of this and this and this, keep the real inner thing that wants you, compels you to do this.
Yeah, I still haven't really figured it out, but, you know, I think it's important to have a goal, like a high goal, something that you've never done before, but at the same time, just to try and enjoy each moment, you know, and each lap as much as possible when you've got blisters and, you know, the rest, but, yeah.
By the way, this shuffling, we just passed Yuri, who's actually running.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, the shuffling.
Well, there was a famous Australian, Cliff Young, and he perfected the art of shuffling. And he used to do all his training in these rubber boots, because he was a farmer and he'd just chase his cows around the paddock in these rubber boots, and then he became this world famous ultra runner just by doing that. So, bit of Australian history.
You heard it here, folks. Sarah, I'm going to try and get some pictures. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.